people there got to root for the K-State University Chevy. I mean, how cool is that, man? I mean, just so proud to represent the Wildcats and that purple car. So go Cats. This is NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Jeremy Clements, driver of the number 51 K-State Chevy Camaro. And you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line the driver, the number 51 K-State Chevy Camaro in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the one and only Jeremy Clements. Jeremy, welcome to WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it, man. Really excited to be at Kansas this weekend and race the K-State Chevy, man. It's going to be awesome.
Now, you have won on road courses. You have one on super speedways. So Kansas Speedway is one of those, and the listeners will know, one of those kind of mile and a half tri-ovals. They built a bunch of them, sort of cookie cutter, right? Kansas Speedway, Chicagoland Speedway, very similar to that. Your thoughts on those tracks and how you approach it?
Yeah, this is a great track. This place has really came in over the years as a place you can race all over. And you'll see us right up against the wall today most of the time, probably trying to find the most grip we can get and be able to hold down all the way. But it's a fun, fast track, and it gives you plenty of options. And we've seen a lot of exciting races over the years here now. And I'm telling you what, the Xfinity Series puts on a great show. So you guys better tune in 3 p.m. Saturday Eastern Time on NBC.
Everybody is going to be seeing it on television nationwide on NBC and in person right there at Kansas Speedway. And we talked about it a bunch of times. All sponsors are good. There are no sponsors that are bad in NASCAR. It is an important and essential part of it. But some are even better. And for this week, you have really what you call like a home field advantage, right? Because driving the K-State car at Kansas Speedway, you have a built-in fan base.
That's for sure. I mean, you got to root. The people there got to root for the K-State University Chevy. I mean, how cool is that, man? I mean, just so proud to represent the Wildcats and that purple car with their logo on the hood. It looks really cool, and I'm really excited to drive it and be as fast as Xfinity 10G Network and get to Victory Lane, add a trophy to the case. So go Cats.
I mean, it is going to be great. There's going to be a ton of people there for it. And when you think about that, you know, is there sort of a separate, and this happens on occasion throughout the course of the racing season, a lot of great companies associated with motorsports. But talk a little bit about the extra importance when you can have a car that actually has a lot of significance, a lot of relevance, right, to the people at the track, whether it's a good cause or whether it's just a great institution in the state.
Yeah, definitely. It makes it more special, I would say, to have a college like K-State on the car for this weekend and all the people that go there and represent it. And they've got a really great college football team as well. And just really proud to represent them and showcase their colors and have all the students and everybody associated with K-State cheering for the 51 Chevy this weekend. That makes it real special. And definitely want to give a shout out to Jim Bob Morris for helping put this together as well. He was he's a KSU alumni, and I think that's a perfect fit for what we're doing this weekend. So a lot of people made this effort happen, and it makes it extra special to make it happen.
Yeah, the football team made it into the Sugar Bowl last year, won the conference. The basketball team is really great, you know, went really far in the NCAAs. The girls volleyball team is really great. So their commitment to sports is big there. You brought up football. It is the start of the football season. So Jeremy Clements, I know you're a racer, a long family, you know, connection to racing, many generations in there, but are you a football fan? Are you a sports fan? You got college football happening. The season starts when you bring it back to the whole Kansas City and Kansas relevance. You know, you've got the Chiefs and the Lions kicking off the entire NFL season this weekend, and then college football. I mean, are you excited about football at all?
I definitely am, man. I love some football. I love having some beer with friends and whoever, watching a good football game, man. That's awesome to me. So yeah, it's starting back. I mean, I watched the Clemson Duke game Monday night, and it's just a lot of fun with football starting back, racing. This is a great time of the year, man. I love it. It's probably one of my favorite times when fall starts. Football is hot and heavy. And that's why I brought up college football there, because, man, it's taken off, and I love it. Love watching it. And my family, they're big Tiger fans, Clemson fans, and my wife, she went to Auburn, so she's an Auburn fan. So we've got connections everywhere, and now I'm adding K-State to my list. So I really just so excited to be a part of it.
You're right, Jeremy. It is a great time to be a sports fan. This is that time of year as a guy who covers and is in around the racing world myself, and then, of course, a big football fan as well. I'm sure tons of drivers and some of the racing people as well, kind of flipping back and forth, right, seeing who's winning in both the race and the football. And for K-State fans, they've got their game coming up on Saturday. Then after that, after they win that game, hopefully you'll win a game for them and be in victory lane with the K-State Chevrolet. So, Jeremy, we'll let you get back to it, and look forward to seeing you on NBC in that purple car, the number 51. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you guys for having me again. Go Cats. Represent the K-State Chevy this weekend. Can't wait to get in it. Thank you.